Great to have you with us for Garden Talk on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and we're going to spend some time talking with you about trees to wind up the show. Trees provide lots of benefits to our community, and we'll be looking at Dane County's scientific look at where to plant them. Liz Levy is our guest today. Liz is the Environmental Resources Planner for the Capital Area Regional Planning Commission. We certainly want to learn a little about that, too. It helped create an interactive tool that can help communities plan where to plant trees and the benefits of them. So, does your community prioritize trees in its plantings, in its planning? So what benefits do you see from having a tree canopy, for example? What questions do you have about locating where to plant those trees? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234, or you can reach us by email at talk@WPR.org, talk@WPR.org. Liz Levy, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Larry.
So most of us like trees in our landscape, of course, but what does research say that they provide for a community?
Yeah, oh, I am so glad you're asking that question. I love talking about all the benefits that trees provide us. So one of the biggest things trees provide us with is shade. I think we've probably all had the experience where, you know, it's a hot summer day, you're outside, maybe you're on concrete and you're a little uncomfortable with the heat, and you step under a tree and you get this immediate sense of relief being in the shade and just feeling that temperature get lowered a few degrees there. Some other benefits that trees provide us, it's been found that being around trees can actually improve people's mental health. Trees can help to lower energy costs too, because, right, you're using your air conditioning less if you're in an area that's cooler because there's trees around. So those are just a few of the many benefits that we get from trees.
I was thinking back a couple of houses ago, I think three houses ago, in my ownership history, we had a huge elm, and it was growing in just the right spot. And the elm bark beetle got in there. And
sorry to hear that.
We lost that elm tree, and we never had a concern about heat problems in the summer until that elm went away, and then it was hot in the house. I mean, it made a huge difference.
Yeah, definitely, right? It's kind of amazing how just having one tree in your backyard can make such a big difference.
I served on the Dane County Tree Board for, I was in the original group, so that's been a few years back now, maybe 25 years back or so. And now we have a new organization. Talk about the group and maybe how it might relate to Tree Board or the Dane County Tree Board or other tree boards.
Sure. Are you referring to the Tree Canopy Collaborative?
Mm-hmm.
So the Tree Canopy Collaborative, or TCC, is a newer group. They were created out of issues brought up from the Dane County Climate Action Plan. And the organization I work for, Capital Area Regional Planning Commission, or CARPC for short, we are a member of TCC. And really, the focus of TCC is to provide a space where people working in all types of tree canopy can come together and make sure that we are expanding our tree canopy and managing it as a region.
And the overall planning, the Regional Planning Commission, how does that relate then to the Regional Planning Commission?
Yeah, so CARPC is one of nine regional planning commissions in Wisconsin, and we focus on issues that cross municipal boundaries. So a lot of our focuses are on land use and water quality. So, right, you can imagine how, you know, a river will cross through maybe four or five municipalities.
Sure.
So we help to make sure that we're connecting municipalities and other organizations together and that everyone is basically heading towards the same goals for our region that will benefit us all. For example, having more tree canopy.
Yeah, and the overall planning, I think, is really, I'm thinking if we're each of us in our little community doing planning, okay, that may be fine, but to have an overall perspective, I think, is pretty valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can get really easy in municipal organizations to be kind of siloed, right? Because you can only really act within a certain area. So CARPC's role is really to make sure that we're acting as a region and all moving in the same direction.
So tell us about the interactive tool that you helped create. It's called Growing Shade. And what was the initial idea for that?
Yeah, so Growing Shade was actually originally created by a group working in the Twin Cities. They were generous enough to make all of their code publicly available, so we were able to adapt it for local use in Dane County. So Growing Shade is an interactive tool people can use to get information about tree canopy. And when I say tree canopy, too, just to clarify, I'm talking about land that's underneath tree crowns. So I like to think of tree canopy as this protective green umbrella that's providing us with shade and all these other great benefits. So what Growing Shade does is it gives people easy access to know how much tree canopy is in their community to help people decide where and how to plant trees in our region.
You know, I was thinking back to my time on the Dane County Tree Board. This is a long time back, but we were doing some tree canopy work to, you know, figure out what are the tree canopies, and we were using, I think, satellite data. Is that, how's it done now?
Yeah, you know, actually the exact same way. We are using satellite data to get the most current information we can about canopy cover over the whole county.
Is it pretty? I mean, can you tell the kind of trees and so forth from, you know, what exists now that maybe didn't all exist back when I was doing it?
That's a great question. So with certain types of data, you can do a pretty good job telling what the kind of tree is. You can't do that with satellite data alone. So hopefully sometime in the near future, it's going to be easier to do that. Right now, we don't really have the data or access to the technology that can let us countywide identify tree species from satellite images.
Liz Levy, our guest today on Garden Talk. She's the Environmental Resources Planner for the Capital Area Regional Planning Commission, talking with her about trees and what's going on in this area of the state, and I think it may be going on in other areas as well. And if it isn't, it would certainly be a good idea to have it involved. Join in with your questions or comments or maybe an experience to share. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address, talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller for Garden Talk on WPR News. Taking a look at the importance of tree canopy today on the show, Liz Levy, our guest today. Again, she is the Environmental Resources Planner for the Capital Area Regional Planning Commission. Questions, give a call, 800-642-1234, email to talk@wpr.org. So before we go any further, I should have asked you this earlier. You're the Environmental Resources Planner. What all does that involve?
Yeah, I am actually a newer employee at CARPC, so I am still kind of figuring that out. But I am one of, I believe, three environmental resource planners. And we spend a lot of time doing things like looking at tree canopy. We sometimes will support municipalities with doing tree canopy inventories. We also spend a lot of time making land use and watershed plans. So my role is a lot of mapping and data analysis, mostly to do with the environment.
So this interactive tool that you have, tell us about the tool.
Yeah, so it's a website. It's got a lot of really useful links and resources for people who are interested in canopy and to learn more about it. The main feature of the tool is a place where you can basically look at different data that might impact where you want to plant a tree. So, for example, you can access data on how much tree canopy is in your area. You can intersect that with demographic data, public health data, and see where the most need is to plant or preserve trees in Dane County.
So there are areas, and we're basically talking about cities or communities and urban areas here, I would assume, when it comes to the planting.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All the different kind of municipalities, neighborhoods that we have here in the county.
I like the fact that this mapping tool that you have, you give some advice for different kinds of groups or different kinds of organizations. And one of the mapping tools and I like this part of it because you give some suggestions, examples of how they're used. I know one of the areas was teachers, for example. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we are just kind of getting the word out that the tool exists now, so we're hoping people use it and let us know how they use it so we can kind of have more stories like this. But one way we imagined it could be used is if, for example, a classroom, some students in a classroom realized they didn't have a lot of trees in their schoolyard, and so they might be able to do a class project where they use our tool to see how much canopy is in their neighborhood and involve other data that might be relevant to their lives, like the amount of young people living in their neighborhood, and then use that to reach out to their elected officials or anyone else who's involved in tree canopy and get more trees planted in their schoolyard.
I like that idea. That was a nice example that was written in there about how that a particular teacher might have used it. And then you had another area, which was town planners.
Mm-hmm.
I could see some. Talk about that example.
Sure. So one of the other things we were hoping to do with this tool is to empower town planners and foresters to really be able to figure out where canopy is deficient in their community and to be able to plant trees in the areas with the most need.
And community planners, excuse me, kind of the same thing? Or I know you had an example in there.
Yeah, so I think we had another example of a advocacy organization that might be trying to apply for a grant. And oftentimes when you're applying for a grant, you need some baseline data, right? Mm-hmm. To say, this is why you should give us money for our project. And that data can be really hard to find. So we're hoping that this tool just makes it easier for people to get access to that kind of data.
One of the things I noted in on the site was potential for funding, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Give some. So I thought, okay, this is great. So what are some examples of funding that communities might be able to use maybe as a result of finding it on this website?
Sure. Well, I will start by saying I am not an expert in tree in funding for canopy, but I know that the DNR, Wisconsin DNR, has urban forestry grants that regularly get given out that people can apply for. We also have staff members who aren't me at CARPC who are experts in grants and funding. So you can always contact us at CARPC and let us know what type of organization you're with, and we can let you know funding opportunities.
I thought there were quite a few, actually. There are quite a few funding opportunities that were out there, and it was great to have be able to just click on that particular funding opportunity, and there's the information on how to apply and what typically might be accepted for funding. Yeah, so it's nice. Now, can community members, can any community member use this site?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to make the site as easy to use as possible. Our hope is that community members can also use it to know how much canopy is in their area, Maybe if you notice your neighborhood doesn't have a lot of canopy, you could work with your neighborhood association or just talk to your neighbors and ask if they want to plant trees in their yards.
What's the site for that? Well, in fact, I know we have a link on our program today at talk@wpr.org/Larry. If you go to today's date, we'll have that pretty much all that information, but let's give it over the air, too.
Sure. So there's a couple ways to get there. It's on the CARPC Open Data Portal. You can also just Google Dane County Growing Shade. Or the shorter link for the website is bit.ly/CARPC-growing-shade.
Woo! No one is going to remember that.
Easier to Google it, definitely.
I think it's easier to Google it or just go to our website, wpr.org/Larry. wpr.org/Larry. Go to today's date. And it will, you go to today's date and then just click in the comment section and you're going to find that information there. Well, the overall, I mean, how did the funding begin there? What was the overall mission? Give me a little of the history of this whole organization.
Of Tree Canopy Collaborative?
Mm-hmm. Or yeah.
The Tree Canopy Collaborative, it's a pretty new organization. I believe they were founded about 2 years ago. And so if there's a Dane County Climate Action Plan, which is this really comprehensive document about how, as a county, we basically can become more resilient to climate change. And one of the identified needs was to have more tree canopy and have more communication among professionals working in Tree Canopy. So the Tree Canopy Collaborative was convened kind of as a working group almost for people, anyone from a city forester to someone like me who's doing less on the groundwork but more data work with trees to talk and figure out how we can do a better job managing canopy.
And how's it funded?
I'm not 100% sure. I believe it's funded through the county, but I'm not 100% sure
on that. So county tax probably is funding it. And the Regional Planning Commission itself, go back on that and give me a little history on that as well, because I think that goes back to maybe Governor Doyle.
I think that's right. It's a state-mandated organization to have these 9 regional planning commissions throughout Wisconsin. I know that CARPC, I think we used to be called the Dane County Regional Planning Commission. I might be not quite right about that, but we have a long history of existing here in Dane County.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What do you think about the extent of our canopy in this area?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that Well, the canopy, there's more canopy in some areas than others, right? We've got a lot of opportunity to plant more trees in certain areas of Dane County where, right, some areas already have a lot of canopy and just have tons of trees.
Where are the areas where we're kind of weakest now?
Yeah, you know, I can't name any off the top of my head, but anyone can go look at the tool and really easily see areas with lower canopy. I think this is also often an equity issue because it's kind of a sad reality that municipalities have historically sometimes excluded some neighborhoods from receiving resources like public trees. So one of our motivations with Growing Shade Too was that people like city planners and foresters are able to easily identify areas that are canopy deficient and kind of address these equity issues.
Are there cities that we hope to emulate, that we hope will emulate this process that you've developed or that you're working on?
Yeah, I mean, I personally think it would be a great website for any region. You know, we emulated the Twin Cities region in adopting it. I believe we're the first organization to adopt it. But Twin Cities region has had a lot of success. I know that a city there has been able to use their version of the Growing Shade website to basically figure out the best places to have discount trees for residents to buy. And we're hoping we can do similar work and that other cities and municipalities also create similar sites.
Yeah. When you have I'm thinking about Madison, for example. Madison, the city of Madison, the tree department within the city will basically come in if you've lost a tree along the street. They will come in and put a new one in. You get some chance to, some opportunity to select within, from among a few trees. But what, is something like that prevalent throughout the state, throughout the region?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I can tell you that generally, to my knowledge, municipalities are in charge of public trees. So all the trees planted on the street, they are likely planted by city, town, or village forester.
Yeah, and Madison is has a Tree City USA I'm sure it does.
That's correct, yep.
Tree City USA designation. Are you familiar with Tree Cities?
Only vaguely. My understanding is it just means we have a lot of trees and we care about trees here.
You can join in too. Number to call 800-642-1234. Email to talk at WPR.org. I kind of like that Tree City designation as a sort of a goal for a community. And I think it's I'm not sure. I think it might have been the reason we have a bird city, mm-hmm. or it was the other way around. One influenced the other. There's bird cities too, and I think we're a bird city as well. Well, Pat in Duluth, Minnesota has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to say how excited I am to hear this. I'm writing a book finally after, you know, many years of teaching gardening for insects. And last week I started a new chapter, and today I was working on tree canopy. So when I heard you talking about that, I was just in seventh heaven. Thank you so much.
Well, Pat, you're going to have to go to the website and take a look at it.
Definitely will, because I thought, who else is thinking about tree canopy now? And here I am. I'm tickled. I love it. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Pat. I also really appreciate that you're highlighting, right, that we get all these benefits as humans from trees, but also trees are really important to wildlife, like birds, you know, and bees. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Appreciate your comment. So what's your goal now for this whole operation, Liz?
Sure. So for the Growing Shade website specifically, right, it's pretty new. We're trying to get the word out there. We really want to hear from people who are using it. We want to know what worked for you, what didn't work for you, and how we can improve it and make it even better.
So that's something that, are you requesting people on the site to do that, or how are you?
Yeah, we have a contact form on the site, so you can fill that out right on the site. And if you used it for something, we really want to hear the story of the project and if it helped you plant trees.
Well, I'm telling you, and how many people are involved in this in your group?
Sure. So the Tree Canopy Collaborative, all of the members gave us really valuable feedback. And then the site itself was built by me and Matt Noon, who's one of our other planners at CARPC.
So it took a little bit of time, I bet.
Oh, it did. Yeah, it did.
Well, it seems pretty interactive to me. I liked going to it, and I loved all of the clicks you can do to get further information for not only funding possibilities, but also just general information about trees and the canopies themselves. And I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Again, we have that site listed. If you go to WPR.org/Larry and go to today's date, you can click, you'll find within the comments or the notes section, you're going to find the information. click on that and it'll take you right to this site. And do take a look at it, because it's a pretty cool way to think about trees and the tree canopies and how it might affect or how it might help your community. Liz Levy is our guest today. She is the Environmental Resources Planner for the Capital Area Regional Planning Commission. Great to have her with us. And great to have you listening in. You know, all this show and all the other shows are a team effort, particular for the Larry Mueller Show. Our producers are Clara Neipert and Joel Patnaud, our technical directors, Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins, and of course, our executive director is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, but stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR.